All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Eddie Green. I'm here with Selling People, Not a Process. We've got Hunter with us today. We are broadcasting live from the experience out here right now. Hunter, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are and what you do.
So thanks for having me. This is pretty cool. I feel like. Is this live? This is live, right?
It's live now. It's not going to be edited, so it will go out.
I'm with Mold Zero.
Okay.
And the company brought me in. We do mold remediation. And particularly with a non-toxic dry fog technology.
Fantastic.
So not like just traditional remediation, but we fog the whole place and really thoroughly kill everything in the air after we do tear outs and stuff like that. So they brought me in actually as a marketing director.
Right.
That's why podcasting and all that just jumped out at me, because I'm looking at really doing video content for the company. I've already shot a bunch of like drone shots going to homes, and like I'm trying to really take this idea of marketing, video marketing with remediation to the next level.
Well, this gets you out there to a broader audience, and you know, I want to kind of come back and talk about the dry fogging deal. I just got back from a massive job at a Michael Kors store in Allen, Texas.
Wow.
And the dry fogging, what it does, attaches itself to the mold particulates and brings it down to the floor, so you don't have to drop ceiling structure. Whenever you're doing that, you can get up there and HEPA vac, and it brings all the particulate down. So it's a genius thing. The other thing that I've seen that's really innovative in the mold industry is I've seen a lot of people using dry ice now,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing dry ice blasting and things like that. So, you know, a lot of people get really disturbed by the M word. You know, me being a restoration guy, never used it. Are you guys using things like Instascope or using IEPs to identify what the mold count and toxicity levels are? Walk people a little bit through that process.
So what we do is we actually have, once we have a evaluation, the person either smells mold or there's visible mold. In Florida, by law, we can't say it's mold without having a lab test.
There you go.
So we actually go ahead and do that, right? And that's an independent lab.
So are you taking it and telling the customer, look, this is suspect growth or microbial growth, but we're going to bring in a company that's going to identify exactly what it is?
Correct.
There you go.
We can take an air sample. We could take swabs if it's visible. Gets sent to the lab, and then they get the results. And then we can go in and say, okay, yeah, you have, you know, stacky.
Black stachybotrys, right, which is toxic, black sticky mold.
Right.
So my deal is that why do you think, because I know the answer to this question, but why do you think that it's important for, if they think that they're suspect growth, for them to hire a company like yours rather than just throw some bleach on it and try to handle it themselves?
Oh, well, the obvious answer is that, mold is alive, and when you go and try to directly attack it and kill it, it reacts, and it tries to survive, and it spreads, and it goes everywhere. So it
right.
actually gets much worse for your health, because now it's trying to attack you, and it's all over the air. So later on, you'll see it coming up in weird places. You're like, oh, wow, I got mold there now, or resurfaces again.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, if you're going to do anything, you know, do it right the first time.
Well, see, and I think that's so important, because here's the way that I've always equated it. You know, people, a lot of times mold happens because people don't mitigate the water correctly first. And it's the water you don't see that makes your building sick. So, in this, you know, 2-3 weeks later, they start to see stuff coming through the drywall. They don't understand why it's there. You know, so I always tell people, you know, that, round numbers, a $5,000 mitigation job can turn in a $50,000 mold job, can turn into a $250,000 lawsuit if somebody gets sick. They don't know that just fanning a door can cause mold spores to go airborne,
right.
you know, so doing things right the first time. And secondly, bleach doesn't work. You need to use a surfactant. You need to use an antimicrobial and a sealer to be able to do that, which is, I'm assuming, what your company does.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And you hit it right on the head, because when you mentioned mitigation, that's also a valid point, is that before you go trying to do something about something, you want to know what was the source. Maybe
right.
you have a leak.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to know ultimately why is this even happening.
Right.
So there might be other further steps that you need to do first, like get behind a wall, fix a leak, or find out where's the intrusion, and then come in and clean up the mold and all that stuff too.
That's right, because if not, it's just going to keep happening.
Right.
You know, and the thing about it is it's so important for people not to try to self-diagnose, because, you know, I've had instances where I had a supply line to the HVAC system that was running down a stem wall, and we cut the drywall because the wall was wet, and it looked like a shag carpet on the back side of it, and there was no toxic levels of mold spores. Then I've pulled a picture off a wall, and found toxic levels of mold back there with just little spots. You know, so it's very important to utilize the IEP, trust professionals like yourself to come in and tell you what needs to be done, how it needs to be done correctly, because you're in it to protect their health.
That's right.
You know, and you're just, it's not about the money. It's about being their superhero. It's about doing things correctly so people don't get sick, you know, and things like that. And it's important, you know, what looks like black Stachybotrys may be cladosporin. It may be Aspergillus penicillium, and, you know, and it's not toxic levels. It has the same effect as like a nut allergy. You're either allergic to it or you're not.
Right.
And you attack it differently,
right.
You know, and so, but there's things like negative air and containment and three rounds of cleaning and HEPA vacuuming that just a general consumer is not going to do.
That's right.
You know, and so it's important. So what is the name of your company again?
It's Mold Zero.
Mold Zero. So ladies and gentlemen, again, live at the experience with Hunter from Mold Zero. He stopped by here. Guys, you're based out of Florida, right?
That's right.
Okay, and we all know how much mold is in Florida. So I just got back from there. I understand it's a humid environment. If you think it could potentially be mold, call somebody you trust like Mold Zero. Guys, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.